This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me for a little bit today. Before we dive into the topic of today's show, I want to quickly share with you a message I got from a listener and how I responded. Her message said, OMG, episode 639, you just took me to church. It was like you were speaking directly to me. Hopefully, it will sink in. Hopefully, it will sink in. I want to tell you what I told her because I hear this a lot. You don't need to hope because you have something far more powerful than hope. You have choice. You have the power of choice. You don't need to hope because you can choose. And change doesn't sink in. You don't have to listen enough, read enough, learn enough, know enough, hear it enough times to make the difference. You have to choose it. It doesn't sink in. You choose it. And every single choice is a chance. I'm so passionate about this because I hear and I see these kinds of messages and thoughts every single day, whether from podcast listeners or people who have just found primalpotential.com, or especially in the first couple weeks of the 12 weeks to transformation, people will say similar things. How do I get it to sink in? How do I get it to stick? Hopefully this time will be different. Hopefully this will get through. And I say to them, it is not about sinking in, and it is not about hope. It is about practice. It is about choice. And that is true for you today. That is true for you every day. That is true for you in every moment and in every area of your life. We don't need to hear it enough, think it enough, say it enough. We don't need it to sink in. We need to choose it. And you can choose it today. And I want you to choose it today. How will you choose it today? What can you do today? What will you do today? But that's not where we're going with today's episode. We're going someplace else. And I'm excited to go there with you. I had an aha moment when I was talking to a colleague a couple weeks ago now. We were talking via Zoom, and Zoom was recording the call, and I've gone back and listened to it several times because, quite frankly, I needed to. Because what she said to me was so helpful and so paradigm-shifting that I literally keep replaying it. And I did consider not airing it here on the podcast, and I'll tell you why. It's not because it's personal, but it is personal. It's because this conversation was about pregnancy and my pregnancy. And I definitely do not want this show to turn in any way into the like pregnancy journey for EB or all about me, that sort of thing. So I thought about it because I want to remain very sensitive to that. And I don't want this show to change. But here's why I decided to air it. Because though the context of this conversation is pregnancy, the message is really so much more broad than that. What she shared with me really has nothing to do with the fact that I am pregnant or the fact that we were talking about pregnancy, and everything to do with the mindset and the need we have for any area in which we feel challenged. Right? So the conversation that we had, I really don't want you to view it through the lens of this is pregnancy advice, because quite frankly, it's way more than that. It is so much more than that. Just like if you were listening into a conversation where somebody was giving somebody relationship advice and you're not in a relationship, but if you're open to it, you realize you could take that advice and apply it to your work or yourself and your own thoughts. So I really want you to keep that in mind as you listen to this. And I also know that some of you are very interested in the more broad conversation that Jesse and I had about the nutrition changes that I'm going through, the workout changes that I'm going through, and my fears and doubts and reservations related to running a business with a newborn and that whole transitional phase. So I'm going to put the entire conversation on the show notes page. So you can find that at primalpotential.com/641. So for those of you who are like, I actually am really interested. I really do want to hear that. I know those people are out there and have strong opinions. You can go to primalpotential.com/641 and hear the entire conversation. It will be there. But what I'm going to share today is really this one aha moment that came from this conversation that I know for sure can be applied to everybody who is struggling in any area of their lives. What we're really focused on today is the need to relax. And this came about in terms of my physical body, not my mindset, not tension and anxiety, but instead of, oh, I feel bad if I'm not getting to the gym regularly because I know I want to have a strong body. She was saying, instead of that perspective, you are strong enough right now to deliver a baby. What you probably need to develop more than strength is the ability to relax, to physically relax my muscles. She said, that's what pregnant women usually need more than strength, because we have enough strength to deliver a baby already right now. And so you can see why that message kind of seems like it is about pregnancy and childbirth. But as she said it, what I realized was that's really true in just about every area of life. Instead of gritting my teeth and trying to white knuckle through, trying to push through, trying to work harder, I will create more success when I have more ease, when I have less tension. We can pursue our goals and create change in our lives without so much constant tension, without constant resistance. What so many of us need more than tension and grit is relaxation. And that does not mean eat whatever, do whatever, sleep all day. It means not carrying so much angst in our thoughts, in our bodies, in our communication, and in our pursuits. And I think as you hear this from Jesse, it will really land with you for any and every area of your life. I just want to emphasize that this is not something related to exclusively pregnancy or postpartum at all. This is something that can apply to everybody, male, female, any goal, any walk of life. Jesse was actually the second person I told I was pregnant. And it's not because we're close. We're not close. I hadn't talked to Jesse in a few years, actually, before I reached out. Sarah was the first person I told because she was here that morning. And then I reached out to Jesse via Instagram and I said, so I just found out I'm pregnant. Can we please talk? And she said yes. And the reason I reached out to Jesse is because she specializes in pregnancy and postpartum. She not only works with women on their core and their pelvic floor, she does pre- and postnatal rehab. She also works with people on their mindset, optimizing their mental health as they go through these uniquely challenging times of life. She has all the credentials to back it up, bachelor's degree in health, a master's degree in kinesiology. But more than that, she has results, right? She creates results for people, results in their physical bodies, results in their mental wellness, in their mobility, and then some. Just to give you an example of how far-reaching her expertise is and how it's really not just about pregnancy and postpartum. I purchased one of her programs just maybe a couple weeks after I found out that I was pregnant. It's called To Pregnancy and Beyond, and it's kind of movement, fitness, stuff you could do at home or at the gym for your core, for your body overall, but largely to prepare you for not just labor, because like she said, I have that strength. Most people have that strength, if not all people have that strength, but for what comes afterwards and the rehabilitation side of it. But anyway, I learned something totally unexpected that I wish I had learned, I don't know, 20 years ago. I have a chronically tight, stiff neck. I hold my tension in my shoulders, in my neck. And I had no idea that that might be less about my neck and more about my diaphragm. Because I for sure am somebody who doesn't do well at relaxing my core, you know? Like I just grew up shoulders back, chest up, belly in, and it's not even a conscious thing now to contract my abs. It's just sort of, I hold a lot of tension in my midsection. And it was Jessie's program that taught me, in the community that she has associated with the program, that tension in the diaphragm, which kind of sits below the rib cage, because the diaphragm supports the shoulders and the neck and the head, tension in the diaphragm can be a huge part of why I have tension in my neck. And so I've been doing some releasing exercises for my diaphragm that have been making a huge impact on this stiff neck that I've had for years. She's really amazing. And it just points to her larger message about the need to relax physically and mentally and emotionally, right? What I need most is not only to learn to relax my body, but more specifically my diaphragm and, quite frankly, often my mindset. Instead of, oh my gosh, I need to do this and I need to do this and I got to get this done. Okay, I need to move this forward and I need to make this happen. I can do all of those things with far less tension and significantly more relaxation. So at the end of the show, I'm going to share all the ways you can connect with Jessie. And like I said, on the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/641, you can listen to our entire conversation, soup to nuts, all the details about my experience and my struggles and questions I have for Jessie. But really wanted to make this more broad, universal point for everybody. And I hope that it is as paradigm shifting for you as it continues to be for me. Where you're going to hear us dive into this conversation is me sharing with Jessie how my movement has changed and asking for her thoughts on being strong enough for this phase of life. And, like I said, the entire conversation will be up on the show notes for you.
Prior to, I would say, you know, week 4, week 5 of this pregnancy, I was doing CrossFit very regularly and feeling good about it. And also seeing these pregnant moms still doing CrossFit and feeling amazing. And I honestly struggle to drive to the gym. Like physically, it's not even a fatigue thing. It's a sickness thing. It's yes. A getting my clothes on without vomiting thing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And at the same time, I want to go into whatever labor and delivery looks like for me with a strong body, right? Like, because I feel like if I can do anything to make it easier on myself, really having a strong body is important for that as well. And yet, if I do a 5 or 10 minute workout in the day, I feel like a superhero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Like somebody needs to stop the world and validate me.
Yes. You're totally speaking my language.
Yeah. But I worry about losing strength or, you know, mm-hmm. not doing what I can, or I hate the word should, right? But that's mm-hmm. what runs through my head when I'm like, you gotta go, because I want to go into whatever that process looks like for me, feeling physically strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Totally get that. Absolutely felt like that for sure the first time around pregnant for me too. And so many of my clients feeling the same things. What I think is so interesting is that we do see a lot of this messaging and conversation around being fit for birth or needing to be physically fit going into labor. Mm-hmm. And I think there is some value to that, but what I have found and what my clients have experienced is that birth is so much more mental and emotional than it is physical. Like the amount of physical strength you will likely need, you may need during that birth is you're prepared. You really, really are. You don't need to do another damn thing to be physically prepared for that birth. Like you can take that off the table. Mm-hmm. What else could feel good about that movement? Maybe it's nothing right now, and that is totally fine too. It seriously is.
Laying down is like
great. Then that is what you need to do. If that's possible in your life, you need to rest and you need to lie down, and you just need to trust that that is the thing that's going to help you more so for birth than doing the CrossFit, doing the intense exercise, doing any exercise really. Absolutely. I think that, and you might feel this as you get further into this pregnancy, that eventually I also got to a point where some movement was actually helpful for the nausea and the vomiting. It made me feel more normal for a minute or two. It was a distraction from feeling so sick. So you might get to that point again, or you might not. And how can we be okay there too? I just think the most important piece of this is starting to remove this idea that we need to be at this level of fitness to be able to have a successful birth. Again, whatever that might look like, but for a lot of people, that means an unmedicated vaginal birth. We have this in our minds as the gold standard of birthing a baby, and we think that we need to be quite fit in order to achieve that. And that, can I curse on this podcast?
Yeah.
And that's bullshit. It really, really is. What I think the most important things that you can do in preparing for this birth are going to be surrounding yourself in a birthing environment where you feel supported and in your power, and learning how to release tension from your pelvic floor. Like instead of thinking that you need to be fitter and stronger leading up to this, let's try to actually relax and release a little bit more.
That is, I am just so grateful, even though I know people listening to this will get so much value. Like what you just gave to me, not only about the physical piece of this, but the nutrition piece of this, is that it's really more about me being mentally, emotionally, and physically relaxed instead of grabbing all of these things, these shoulds, and creating more tension in my body, in my mind. And the best thing for baby and the best thing for me and the best thing for delivery is for me to be relaxed.
Hands down, a million times over.
And thank you for that, because not enough people are saying that. I mean, granted, I'm new to this whole realm, but I don't feel like enough people are saying that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I got so swept up in that during my first pregnancy too. My goal, what I thought the best birth was for me and this baby who's going to be 4 soon, was that it was going to look like an unmedicated vaginal birth at home. I wanted to avoid the hospital at all costs. And I birth boxed myself, is what I call it, in so many ways. I was so stuck on it looking like this. Mm-hmm. And I think we can feel like that about exercise during pregnancy as well too. Food during pregnancy as well. We want it to look like all these things, and then the universe just slaps us around a little bit.
Yeah. And you know, I have told myself so many times that me being happy and calm for baby is great. And I've been telling myself that in the context of work and this home renovation that I'm living through, but I haven't been telling myself that with regards to nutrition and movement and all the other pieces. And I think that that is just such a game changer. Like, hey, look, if all I eat today is saltines, and I can either do that with this tense, stressed, worried attitude and give that vibe to baby, or I can do that with like a really grateful, relaxed, hey, enjoy the saltines. That's as good as it's going to get today, you know?
And yeah.
Such a paradigm shift.
So do you guys see what I mean there? Relax and release. Being mentally, emotionally, and physically relaxed. And to point to what I had said earlier, that this does not mean who cares, do whatever, don't stress about it. I know for me, if I'm not taking great care of my body, that doesn't feel relaxing. But when I am doing the best that I can, and I know that I'm doing the best that I can be relaxed in that. So I don't want anybody to take this as, don't work towards your goals. Let it go, because that's not what I'm saying, and that's also not what I'm doing. But the point here is that we can do those things without tension. And we need to do those things without tension, and that it gets easier when we do it without tension. When we relax our physical bodies, I like to do a body scan, and I especially do this if I'm having trouble sleeping. I'll just take my attention from the top of my head down to my toes, moving slowly and just kind of being aware of where I feel tension in my body. Right now, I absolutely feel tension in my body, in my traps and my shoulders, and I feel tension in my belly. When you know where you feel tension, you can focus on relaxing it. So if I think to myself, okay, go to that tension in my shoulders, can I relax my shoulders a little bit? And then I feel that. And then I just ask myself, can I relax them a little bit more? And sometimes I visualize ice melting in that area, or just like a bundle of wound up fibers kind of unspooling itself. And other times it's more just about a long, slow exhale and trying to relax that area. Same thing in my belly. I feel tension there. And a lot of times that's just my posture. And I think that this happens to a lot of us, that we unconsciously go around with our bellies drawn in. And then we have physical tension in our body that goes down and goes up. It travels throughout the body. And we need to practice physical relaxation. Relaxing your pelvic floor, relaxing your jaw, relaxing the space between your eyes. And it's not just physical. Can I go through this renovation and be more relaxed? Oh, I'm sure of it. Okay, so today, that is the goal. Can I have this difficult conversation with my partner, with someone who works for me, with my boss, and be more relaxed as I have it? Can I be more physically and emotionally relaxed about this big goal that I have? Getting out of debt, getting a new job, building a new home, losing weight. How will I do that today? Oftentimes, that is the most underdeveloped skill. It has nothing to do with whether or not you're pregnant, ever been pregnant, ever care to be pregnant, and everything to do with how you go through life. As I mentioned a few times, my full conversation with Jesse Mundell will be up on the show notes, primalpotential.com/641. And I also want to share with you, we wrapped up the conversation, which I'll play for you here, with her explaining what she does and where she does it and where you can connect with her, because it is absolutely worth it. Honestly, whether you have teenagers or you have no kids or you're thinking about kids down the line or you're nowhere in that spectrum, what she does for pelvic floor therapy is something that I think the world needs more of. A lot of people have accepted as normal peeing when you laugh or when you cough. And that is not normal, and it is not healthy, and it is not something that we should accept. And so her work really spans far beyond prenatal and postpartum. So I definitely want to make sure you guys know a bit about her work and where you can connect with her, and you can hear more and more about my experience at this phase of pregnancy if that interests you on the show notes at primalpotential.com/641. And we'll switch gears now so Jessie can share a little bit about where you can connect with her.
I want to be a really great steward of your time. I wanted to talk about To Pregnancy and Beyond, because I just purchased that, your program, a few days ago, primarily because I wanted some really clear and some really targeted options for me for movement when I'm not going to go to the gym, or I don't feel like my previous way of working out is really what my body needs or can handle right now. And so far I'm really loving it. So I would love for you to just share with my listeners a little bit about how you work with clients and some of the programs that you offer and where they can connect with you.
Yes, thank you. I was so excited to see your name come through. I am. Yeah, I'm just really, really feeling grateful to be able to connect with you through this pregnancy. It's really an honor for me to be alongside people's journeys through their pregnancies and postpartum periods. So through Pregnancy and Beyond, which you are joining us for, is my online membership coaching program. This is the only place where I actively coach clients. So I am working with them in a private Facebook group, and then they are logging in, or you are logging into the website, and you're in the prenatal track, which takes people throughout their pregnancy right up to the end, to where whenever baby is birthed. So you're starting quite early in the prenatal track. You will make your way through to the end of it. Some people start later in pregnancy, second trimester, third trimester, and they finish off. They go through 4-week phases or blocks of workouts, doing 2, maybe 3 workouts a week. 3 is kind of on the high end for a lot of our people, somewhere around 2-3 strength training workouts a week, and then doing some other supplemental gentle movement or some more higher intensity, moderate intensity cardio or interval training if that feels right for the person. But for a lot of our people, they're working out at a moderate level because that is truly where they feel best. And I loved what you said about doing what your body can handle. Mm-hmm. So important during this pregnancy. So there's the prenatal track, and then there's the postnatal track, and people come into the postnatal track at all different stages of postpartum. Some people, like yourself, they go through the prenatal track, transition right into the postnatal after baby is born, start with basic, gentle core and pelvic floor rehab type work, and then make their way progressively back into strength training. Some people come to us years out postpartum, their kids are 2, 3, 5 years old, whatever it might be, and they start right into the strength training programs. So that is To Pregnancy and Beyond. What I love so much about it is the community support that exists. It is 4 years running now that we have had the To Pregnancy and Beyond program, and the community support in that Facebook group is just so strong and so deeply rooted. I love being in that group and coaching. And then other options that we have available to people, the Core Plus Floor Restore program. This is where all of our postpartum people start. Everyone into Pregnancy and Beyond will go through the Core Plus Floor Restore program, or you can just buy it one off on its own. And it is really taking people from giving birth vaginally or by cesarean and getting them feeling more confident in their body's function. So healing diastasis recti, healing any pelvic floor concerns, helping to manage incontinence, pelvic organ prolapse, pelvic pain, diastasis recti. Yeah, I feel like it's the primer to getting people back to all the fun, intense exercise that they love to do. For example, for you, Elizabeth, it might be getting you back to CrossFit eventually, if that's something that you want to get back to. And then one more program, Too Strong and Beyond. And that is a program people can buy, which is a 12-week strength training program, which can work for any point in pregnancy and postpartum for people who are a little bit further out, who have done that core and floor restore type work, and they go off and they do it on their own. So no coaching from me. And that is the difference maker between Too Pregnancy and Beyond, where I get to work with people much more closely.
I'm so excited about it. And I'm preemptively excited for the rehab side of it after baby. And you and I first connected back in 2014 when Primal didn't even exist yet. And I have been watching your business evolve, and I have been watching your family grow. And like I said before, we kind of kicked this off, you were the first person that I knew I needed to reach out to when I found out that we were having a baby. So thank you so much for connecting and for giving me your time and your expertise. You really helped me with a powerful mindset shift, and I will be sure to put all the links to all the programs that you offer, as well as how people can connect with you and follow all the interesting conversations you're having on Instagram over on the show notes page. Jessie, thank you so much. This was really a gift to me.
Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, thank you so much. Just really so fun to talk with you and grateful to connect with your people.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.